Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Vernon moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski bunts towards the mound. Feller juggles the ball. That's an error on Feller. Chapman moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is walked intentionally. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra strikes out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fowler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Kennedy moves to third. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0 for 1 in the game. Juist takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Juist goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 0 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra is walked intentionally. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Majeski scores. Moses moves to third. Guerra moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Juiced strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Moses scores. Guerra moves to third. Fowler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moses takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing third base. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Guerra strikes out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fowler reaches second base with a double. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Juiced hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fowler moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fowler scores. Joost moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hegan. Joost scores. Vallow moves to third. Fain moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow throws the ball into Fox, who tags Doby, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox bunts towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Frank Papish now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Fain moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 7-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Suter moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter moves to third. Moses moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Doby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fowler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Vallow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.